As we begin and start thinking through this final session, I want to put up my props one more time and just remind you how the eschatological events will unfold. God creates man approximately 6,000 years ago. We come along for 4,000 years. Christ comes, lives, dies, is buried, resurrects, goes into heaven. And then for 2,000 years to the next main event represented by this microphone stand, which is the rapture of the church. Jesus Christ descends out of the heavenlies, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and we'll be caught up to be with him in the air. After that, there's going to be a 7-year period of time before the next main event, 7 years of terrible tribulation, referred in fact as the time of Jacob's trouble in the book of Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7, as we approach the second coming or the revelation of Jesus Christ. Rapture, the retribution during the tribulation, the revelation of Christ, then the 1,000-year millennial kingdom. Well, he will reign on the earth from Jerusalem in a temple he himself will build. All the details described in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 40 to 46. That's 202 verses. You know, we have 168 verses about the birth of Christ, Matthew 1 and 2, Luke 1 and 2. We have 202 verses. If you go by allocation of space, it might be interesting to study about the temple from which Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign from, because we're going to be headquartered with him there. And we'll never leave his presence after the rapture of the church. And so we will rule and reign with Christ from the temple he builds, and some very interesting things. I don't have time to teach about the temple, but it is an unbelievable study. And I think that you would want to get into it. Chapter 40 to 46 of Ezekiel about the temple, millennial reign. Then Jesus Christ will be as the judge. John chapter 5, God says, I have given you, son Jesus, the right to judge, and he will be the judge at the great white throne judgment. This is a time when all of those who have rejected Jesus Christ, this is not a general judgment for deciding whether you're saved or lost. That is determined by you while alive on earth. You make that decision then. After death, there is no way to make a difference, and there is no judgment to decide whether you're saved or lost. That is decided when this is a sentencing time. You know, when you go to court, you go to trial, you are convicted, and then a couple of weeks later, or however long later, they have another trial to sentence you for the crime that you have committed. That is what this is, and it is a time of being cast into the lake of fire, all of those who have rejected Jesus Christ. This is Revelation chapter 20. Verses 11 to 15. And then chapters 21 and 22 of Revelation, new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem, all unfolding into eternity future. So this timeline lays out the eschatological events of the times in which I believe we're moving very close, or maybe even involved closely in as we speak. I laid out our plan together to study by starting with the idea that Satan has a dominion strategy. And that dominion strategy was made manifest 4,500 years ago at a place called Babel, today called Babylon, in a location as we know it, modern day Iraq, on the Euphrates River, a location where at the time 4,500 years ago, Nimrod established a one world government and a one-world religion. That is in the book of Genesis chapter 11, verse 4. Let us build us a city, the one-world government, and build us a tower that will reach into heaven, lest we be scattered upon the face of the earth because they didn't want to obey the name. We'll make us another name, not Jehovah God. That's not the one we're going to follow. We'll make another name. So they established a one-world religion and a one-world government at Babel some 4,500 years ago. Now, that will be manifest in the last days. That would be in the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Chapter 17 of the book of Revelation, a false church headquartered in the city of Rome. In the last 3.5 years, a false economy slash government, and that would be headquartered in Babylon itself, literal Babylon, where the Antichrist. The Antichrist rules over the false church, goes to Jerusalem at the midway point, abomination of desolation takes place in Jerusalem in the temple, and then goes to Babylon to rule and reign from there. Now, that scenario has been laid out as we've studied through this week, and I said that Satan's subtle strategy from the time that he brought Muhammad into a position where he could then influenced the entire world, a descendant of Ishmael by his own testimony, following the characterization that Jesus Christ gave Ishmael's mother, Hagar, that he would be a wild man, that he would raise his hand against every man, and every man's hand would be raised against him. In the 16th chapter of the book of Genesis, we read that. And having established this false religiosity, this prototype of what Satan wants to institute in the end times, what he established after the flood, a one world religion, a one world government, everybody all under Allah. And then I showed you, indeed, the components of that false religion and the demonic aspects of the diviner, the deity, and the doctrine. We studied these things to see Islam is playing a key role. Yesterday, we looked at the promise of the Messiah, the problems for Muhammad, and the preparation by the Muslims as the Muslims have gone into these nations of the world listed in the Bible who are going to have a key role in end times activity. So basically, that is 4 hours of teaching in about 3.5 minutes to get you up to date on the same page with us as we now go into our last study together. And I would entitle this study together with you, The Final Solution. What is going to happen? The Islamic world seems to be intensifying its efforts to try to bring this world under submission. Islam. Defined, interpreted, submission. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. Institute the Islamic faith as it's spreading across the world and increasing at unbelievable speed, 557% in one decade, to reach the 1/4 of the earth mark in less than a year and a half. Unbelievable what is going on. The spread of Islam rapidly taking control of the minds of the world. I was shown, and by the way, Steve, thank you for the website. He showed me a website or gave me information about it. I spent about 45 minutes last night on it. I'm not sure that I know enough yet to make a wholesale endorsement of it, but just give the name of it, Mohammedism.org, right? Mohammedism.org. We believe Steve found it, gave me information about it. I spent about 45 minutes, an hour last night looking through it. It is a fascinating website. And it looks as if it's put together by a Christian secret service agent for Jesus, because they don't give us a lot of information as to who's putting it together. That's why I want to really dig in and see what they're saying. The one concern I have is that they're referring to God as Allah. And they talk about, they use Allah synonymous with the God of Islam and the God of Christianity. So that bothers me just a little bit. I don't know if this is a way of trying to just, I almost said use subterfuge, and you certainly don't want to do that. If you're trying to present the truth, you don't want to use subterfuge to do that. Jeremiah says, if you do anything even in my name and it's deceitful, I will not bless it. And so that's of a concern to me a little bit. But there's some very interesting information. But there are ways for you to find out information. I've suggested a couple of books that you might get involved in getting a hold of. And this, I hope, will just prick your interest in studying the subject, because as we see it grabbing the world, we've got to realize that Satan is using this tool to try to accomplish his goal. But God has a plan as well. And there is a final solution. How is it going to all come together?